You have La Vista Hills, Tucker, Greenhaven, Stonecrest, Winship, and DeKalb County. And then in South Fulton, you had the city of South Fulton trying to incorporate as well. That's the only part of the county that's still left unincorporated.
What were some of the reasons for this?
This is a relatively new trend here in Georgia. The cityhood movement started with the Sandy Springs incorporation in 2005. And since then, there were at least seven new cities in the metro Atlanta area over the last 10 years. You hear of cities like Milton, Brookhaven, Johns Creek, for example. Proponents say that they do want more local control. They want more efficient government. And then you also have DeKalb County's recent troubles that are coming into play here. So what I've heard from local cityhood proponents in DeKalb County, for example, is that they wanted to get away from sort of the dysfunctional management of DeKalb County and keep some of their taxes used in a way that they wanted them to be used.
Some of these cities, and South Fulton, which is still pending, is an example. It's like, well, we have to incorporate because everybody else has.
South Fulton, for example, is the only part of Fulton County that's unincorporated. But even in DeKalb County, there are cities like Greenhaven and Stonecrest, the proposals this year, they're in the South DeKalb area. And what they've been telling me is that at least for Greenhaven, while everybody else is incorporating, we need to incorporate as well. Here's someone I spoke with. Her name is Catherine Rice. She's leading the Greenhaven cityhood movement.
If they incorporate and we don't, we will be extremely vulnerable to an added tax that those who are most able to pay will not pay, and those least able to pay will be paying. And that's not fair.
That added tax is the pension plan that the unincorporated part of the county would have to pay into the county for. It gets all a little complicated, but once a city incorporates, they're no longer obligated to pay into the county pension fund.
And Ellie, borders was a big issue here. Everybody sort of had their own maps, and then the legislature said, oh, wait, we're going to help you out with this. So let's catch folks up on what the state lawmakers came up with.
Out of all these cityhood proposals, two made it out of the session, La Vista Hills and Tucker. They're both in DeKalb County. They were actually quarreling over maps until the very last day of the legislative session. That was after a special House subcommittee was appointed to settle the dispute. But in the end, they compromised on a series of maps, and La Vista Hills got a certain portion of DeKalb County, and Tucker got another.
So is everyone appears to be happy with their maps?
I think there were some bruises from that process.
Is the process still really all that clear to people who are trying to form cities?
Well, for the cities that didn't make it this year, they say it's not very clear. They thought they went through all the necessary steps. They got their feasibility studies done, and they said, yet we didn't make it through. So this process is still unclear to them.
Ellie, let's talk about South DeKalb's Greenhaven and the city of South Fulton. Obviously, they didn't get what they wanted. So will they be back next year, you think?
They're ready to move forward with their cityhood proposals, especially for Greenhaven, now that La Vista Hills and Tucker will be voting on a city in November. And so since more of northern DeKalb County is being incorporated, it gives them even more of a reason in South DeKalb to want to incorporate.
If they were to become their own city, it would be Georgia's largest county. Is that true?
Greenhaven would be the second largest city in Georgia with 300,000 people.
Wow.
To be continued, and probably to be fought over some more.